This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Traffic congestion in Boston is at a tipping point. That's the conclusion of a report released by the Baker administration earlier today. It examines the problem that has drivers stuck in their cars for hours as they try to get back and forth from work. The report seeks to identify problem areas as well as some potential solutions. We have more now from WBUR's Steve Brown.
It doesn't take a 157-page report to tell people what they already know. Traffic in and around Massachusetts can be pretty bad. And while there are no easy fixes, the report, 1 year in the making, sets out to identify causes and problem areas and also begins to examine steps the state can take to try to alleviate congestion. Governor Baker says the worst part of the issue for commuters is unpredictability.
Trips can vary significantly due to one-off incidents like a bad crash or a disabled vehicle or something else. When people can't plan for their commute to take the same amount of time each day, it affects work schedules, childcare arrangements, school drop-offs and pickups, and a whole variety of other issues. And the new word called cushioning has found its way into the commuter lexicon.
That cushioning means drivers have to regularly build more time into their daily commute because they never know when their usually bad rides back and forth to work are going to be really, really bad. Secretary of Transportation Stephanie Pollack says traffic has gotten worse over the past 5 years, but that is due to the region's economic success.
The Commonwealth's economy is strong, population has been growing, jobs are being created, and dynamic and flourishing places draw a crowd. That is the first finding in this report. Congestion is bad because the economy is good.
The governor says some fixes are already in the works. He points to $8 billion worth of major upgrades for public transit over the next 5 years and predicts those upgrades will make the MBTA more reliable and thus get people out of their cars and onto the T. He's also calling on the legislature to approve a $50 million transportation bond bill that will provide funding to communities in the hopes of removing bottlenecks from local roads by updating traffic signals to improve the flow of traffic. The governor also wants to further explore creating so-called managed lanes.
States create a separate new lane on a highway with severe congestion that's tolled alongside no-toll roads so that drivers have options. While drivers have a choice to commute in a faster lane for a cost, drivers who remain in the untolled lane will also experience lighter volume from those who peel off for the faster lane.
The managed lane approach is a bit more complex and would likely need approval from the federal government. The governor is dismissing one suggested solution, and that is to increase tolls during peak rush hours. He says that would not be effective since people are already driving at off hours and that's not easing congestion as it is. Plus, many of the roads with the worst congestion are not toll roads. Other suggestions in the report include creating bus lanes. The MBTA has identified 14 miles of road where bus lanes could be created to provide better service. Increasing the use of car and van pools, as well as encouraging businesses to allow their employees to telecommute, are also being suggested. The report concludes a range of factors created today's growing congestion problem and that only an equally wide range of actions by public and private entities will solve it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.